Shabbos Shalom. Okay. A couple of things. As we mentioned, we're still getting a list of people, Bez Hashem, who are going to be coming on Simchas Torah. So please let me know, so we'll know exactly how much to prepare. And we very much want to encourage everyone who could come. It should be very nice. And hopefully during the year we should have other opportunities to do things together outside the regular, you know, learning from 9 to 3 here. Okay? Okay, we're in the middle of the Inyan of Erev Parshas. And today will be the last day that we're going to spend time on Erev Parshas. So, okay. If you like it, we're going to move on, so don't worry. Bez Hashem, next Sunday, Bez Hashem with Shinei Makom. We're going to have the Shir on Shinei Makom. Right, all the shilas about eating here. You started your coffee in the base medrash, and now we have shir here. So you want to continue your coffee. You shouldn't fall asleep during the shir. And so the question is, do you have to make another shahako when you come into this room or not? Or, you know, shila, you're eating some one place, and then you want to go in the middle of the meal, you have to go to shul, and then you want to come back. So then, so what do you have? Do you have to make a new bracha when you come back, or not? Or you're having your sucking candy, and you're walking in the park, so what's the story with that? Or you have your ice cream cone, and so it's very nogea. So, and then, of course, the shiloh. You're in your sukkah, on sukkahs, and then it rains, so you're going in. So now you're continuing the meal inside. So now you have to make a new bracha on the stuff that you're eating inside, or not. So, yeah.
Are you going to touch upon
Yeah, it's all relevant. Going to the bathroom in the middle of the meal, all these things. Very, very nogei halacha l'maisa. And we'll see there's a difference between the Sephardi tzach and the Ashkenazi tzach. Any Sephardim here? Who's a Sephardi here?
Rather
than seeing him, he went to Landa. So it's important halachas to be aware of. Okay, so that's this coming third weekly. And then the next Sunday after that, we're going to do Chol HaMoed. And it might have to spill into, the week. But I figured we should finish. You should know the basic halachas of Chol HaMoed before this coming Chol HaMoed. I'm not going to wait till Pesach for you to learn what Chol HaMoed. You should know. I gave Hilchos Chol HaMoed this summer. We had 13 packets. So I took all the 13 and I made 3 out of 13. Took the major topics of the 13 and put it into 3. So you'll get the major things of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, which should be also good. And then there are no more Sundays left till after Sukkot. Because Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Sunday, and Erev Yom Kippur is a Sunday, and there's not going to be any Sundays till after Simchas Torah is a Sunday, so that we should have those that be together. So, okay? So those are the coming, and then we'll have our regular Yom Tovim Shirim also. Don't think just because we're having these Halakha Shirim, we won't have our regular Yom Tovim packets on Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and all these things, so we'll have them as well. Okay. Erev Parshas, not necessarily the most nogei al ha'maisa, but it's a famous Shas Sudya. So you gotta know the famous stuff. If you meet someone in the street, you won't know Erev Parshas, so we'll give you, like, you know. Okay? So you got to know your parshas. Okay. What's the story of the name parshas? So let's go. Let's review what we said yesterday. We have a pasuk of Ki Huzeh. Ki Huzeh. Asher Yomai Ki Huzeh. That's a pasuk kes, right? In Mishpatim. And we said that Ki Huzeh means that the Torah tells us whatever Ki Huzeh is, you have to have a shua on Ki Huzeh. And Ki Huzeh means a scenario of Zeh Velo Zeh. That I say that you owe me money, and I say you owe me $100. And you say, Zeh, yeah, $60, yes, but $40, no. Zeh, yes, I agree with you on Zeh, I'm part of it, but Velo Zeh. Zeh, Velo Zeh. So that implies that the only time there's going to be a shvua is when it's a zeh v'lo zeh scenario. If it's not going to be a zeh v'lo zeh scenario, meaning it's going to be a pure kofar hakol, then there will not be a shvua. Only when it's a zeh v'lo zeh scenario. Oh, so the question is, Ki Huzeh is written by a dispute between a shomer and a balabais. Right? The balabais gave stuff to the shomer to watch, and the shomer says, either he denies it or Moses Mikveh. It's a shomer balabais dispute. So the way the Torah is written now, that would imply that the only time a shomer has to swear is if it's a ki huzeh thing. But if the shomer is totally in denial of the whole thing, it's a kofar hakol. He won't have to swear, right? Then we have another pasuk later. Pasuk of Galad is the pasuk of lending money. So Erev Parshis tells us that there's a mixture. There's a... The Ki Huzeh, the way Rashi learned, is that the Ki Huzeh, that the law that's written by the Shomer Balabais dispute, does not belong over there. Where does it belong? It belongs by what? By the loan. By the loan case. So cut and paste. Cut and paste! Take it out from what? From Pasuk Ches and put the Ki Huzeh by Pasuk Kavdal. Why? Because by a Shomer Balabais dispute, you chayev the Shvua, even what? When it's another Ki Huzeh, even in a Kofar HaKol situation. It doesn't have to be a Modeh B'Mitzvos. Again, Ki Huzeh is a code word for Modeh B'Mitzvos. Because Zeh below Zeh, that's Modeh B'Mitzvos. Right? So, Erev Parshis, the way Rashi explains, means that you should take this halacha of Ki Huzeh, which means Ki Huzeh tells us that only Modeh B'Mitzvos is Chayav Shvua, and not what? And not Kofar HaKol. That should be by Milveh. That should be by a dispute between a Malveh and a Loveh. But by a dispute between a Balabais and a Shomer, even what? Even Kofar HaKol going to be Chayim. So Ki Huzeh has no business being in the Parsha of the Shomer and the Balabais. Because the Shomer and Balabais is always Chayim the Shvua. That's what Erev Parsha says according to Rashi. Why? Well, what's the distinction? So we explain that Rashi says that the distinction is that what? That the reason why Kofar HaKol is Patim Yishvua is because Kofar HaKol, you trust the guy who's Kofar HaKol. Why? Because, in other words, the only time you need a Shvua is if we really don't trust you. So if you're willing to take a Shvua, so then we'll believe you. But if you're not, we're not going to believe you. So when it comes to Kofar HaKol,
So Rashi says, interpreting the Gemara Bava Kamma, Tuf Zayin, since the guy did you a favor, he lent you money, so you won't have such chutzpah to say that it never happened. That a total denial. You will never be in total denial by a halvah. Because the guy did you a favor, he lent you money. So by the fact that you were told for hakol, it must be that it never happened. Because if it did happen, you wouldn't have such chutzpah. Hazaka ain adam meis panav b'fnei bal chovo. That a person is not going to have chutzpah to totally deny a bal chov, a malvin. It's not going to be total in denial to a malvin. Okay? But when it's a situation of a shomer, the guy gave me his car to watch when he went away, so I put it in my garage, and so I did him the favor. So I wouldn't necessarily. I would lie to his face and say it never happened. In other words, because he never did me a tova. So that's the psychological assumption that the Gemara has according to Rashi. That when someone does you a tova, you're not going to lie to his face to totally deny it. But when you did him the tova, say, so if the guy says, hey, I gave you my car to watch, and you say, no, it never happened. So then you have to take a shvuah, because maybe you're lying, because since he didn't do you a tova, maybe you lie. So therefore, kofar kol would be chayav a shvuah. So ki uzeh does not belong by the dispute between a shomer and a balabais. Because Ki Uzet says that all the mitzvahs chayav shvua, kofar hakol is mutar b'shvua, but it's not true. It's only true by a lover malva relationship, but not by a shomer malabai. So the Ki Uzet has to be uprooted from pasuk ches, cut and paste, and put it in pasuk abdal. So that's Rashi Shita is that Eder Parshis means Akiris Parshis, uproot, cut, paste.
Okay. Good? Same.
Now, Rabbein, yeah?
I think you mentioned yesterday that I heard recently that when you got a fine, this concept.
Yeah, there's a whole discussion whether the psychological chazakas of the Gemara are those universal throughout the generations, or they could change based on the based on society, based on the way people are, could they change or not? That's a discussion on its own right. That was a big focus between the Rav and Rabbi Rachman and the whole. It was a whole big. That was the presidency of Yeshiva University. It was the former presidency. That was one big focus between the Rav and Rabbi Rachman was over this issue about Chazakas changing or not. There's a famous tape where the Rav discusses his opinion on the matter. That they don't change. Like their halachas and whatever. I don't want to get into it. It was a whole
package.
No package. Okay. Now.
Rabbi Natan disagrees. And Rabbi Natan says that what?
That no, you see in many places in Shas that they had scenarios in Mishnais of arguments between a Baal HaBayis and a Shomer, and they said it's Chayav Shvua, but only because it was a mode of Bemitzvah. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, when the Gemara says Eir Kashin, it doesn't mean to uproot and put over there. It means Bidda. In other words, whatever applied to Pasuk Kes also should be put in Pasuk Kodal as well. In other words, the din of Kihuzet also applies to Halvah. It was put over there, but don't think it means that it only applies to there. It also applies to here as well.
And that is the Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says that Erev Parshas means to totally uproot it from the Parsha Pikadon, because for Pikadon you can also be Chayiv in Kofra Kol, and therefore you have to put it only in the Parsha of Halva. And Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says that no, that it also applies to that it Kihuzeh should remain in Pikadon, but it also should be placed in Halva, because both in Pikadon and Halva the din is that Kol for Hakol is Potter, mode of Mixas is Chayef. Okay? Those are the two famous Shitas, the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Now there's a third Shita, which I'm going to repeat later, but now that we have the two Shitas, I want to show you now in our Gemara. Now, you see, this is all an introduction to our Gemara. Okay? I want to show you how it applies now to our Gemara. Arthur? Yes, so Rabbeinu Tam holds that a person wouldn't lie even in a situation of a shomer. So if he's kofra kol, he must be telling the truth and doesn't, even though the other guy didn't give him a tova, but there was Rashi Shita is that a kofra kol won't lie only because the other guy did him a tova. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, even if he didn't do Yitova, still, a person by nature will not totally deny a whole situation. He might be change the facts a little bit, but totally to deny, that's too much. That's too much. Yeah?
A person would lie in any situation.
A person
would lie in any situation. Nothing different.
Well, right, I mean, this chazak of Kofar HaKol, that I know the maze pun of Nebal Kofar. The Gemara assumes that's a chazak. Again, whether it changes B'zman HaZeh is a different issue. Yes, Zalman? So Rabbeinu Tam, take a look on page 7, no, not page 7, page 8. Rabbeinu Tam takes out these words, the last line. Aval pikadon meiz umeiz, Rabbeinu Tam didn't have that girsa. Rabbeinu Tam didn't have that girsa. Because Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that that even by pikadon you're meiz, that pikadon you're not meiz, so you're not meiz by pikadon, so therefore the din is that you kofra kol would be potter. Right, Pikadon as well. So it's not true, Pikadon Meiz Umeiz. So in Rabbeinu Tam's text of the Talmud, he didn't have that line. Or else he wouldn't be able to say his whole Shita. So again, so the Machlokas is what Erev Parshis means to totally transfer it over. Akiras Parshis, totally uproot it from Pasuk Ches and put it to Chav Galad. Or no, it means to duplicate it. To put it, whatever is written Pasuk Chaf Ches belongs to Pasuk Chaf Ches, but duplicate it now and put it also the Ki Huzeh in Chav Dalad, which is talking about Kesef Talveh, it's talking about Halva. Okay? What? Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are not arguing. They just, Rashi went to one Sfar store and he got one Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam went to another Sfar store, he got a different Gemara. So each one was saying based on what it said in their text. Rabbeinu Tam would be Moda to Rashi if he had Rashi's text. Because Rabbeinu Tam, he had a different text. Right? It's just a question of what the Girsa says in the Gemara. That's a big deal. What the proper Girsa is, and one couple of lines could change a whole halacha. The Seder? Oh, so now let's look at our Gemara. I didn't forget about the third Shita, but maybe later we'll discuss it. But I want to confuse it right now. Oh, so what is our Gemara? Our Gemara is not talking about at all the discussion about Moda B'miktsas, the Kofar HaKol, or anything. So why? Our Gemara is talking about the concept of smicha. Whether for a Bezdin, do you require to have the real smicha, the Ishmi Pi'ish and Moshe Rabbeinu, or is it enough just to have three learned rabbis, even if they don't have this technical ordination of Ishmi Pi'ish and Moshe Rabbeinu? So, till now, we were saying like this, that Dine Momenus are Gzelus V'Chalavolos. That Gzelus V'Chalavolos, they require what? They require Shlosha Mumchim. But when you have a Din Torah of what? Hodas V'Halvos, then what? Then you don't have to have three Smuchim. Well, you need is three learned people. Right. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Dine Momenus are what? Zeilus v'chavolos, and they need what? Three smuchim. So if you have a din Torah about a zeila, so then you have to go to a bezdin of three real ordained rabbis, real smicha. But if it's just a machlokas between a malve and a love, so then what? Then you don't need to have three smuchim. All you need is to have what? Three people. Oh. So the Gemara says like this. We're in the first word on the line, Beis HaMidbeis, the first, like three quarters of the way down, the first word on the line is Be'inan Mumchim. Be'inan Mumchim. So Micah Sofer. So again, at this point, we're saying that Mumchin is only required by what? Zeilus v'chavolos and not Hodos v'chavolos. Now, hey, look for a second. What's the svara for that? That you need the Mumchin only for Zeilus v'chavolos and not Hodos v'chavolos? Because what's the source of smicha? Elohim. Elohim means smuchim. So where are the three Elohims written? In Pasuk, by Pasuk Ches. By the case of the Shomer. The case of the Shomer is a Gzela case. Right? Chavdalin is a case of what? Halva. It doesn't say Elohim in Chavdalin. It says Elohim in the Psokim of Chestes, etc. Micah Sover. Ika Sover, Eir of Parshish Kosuv Khan. So you know what the Gemara is doing? You see, if you just learned Sanhedrin and you didn't learn Bava Kamma, you'd never understand what this Gemara is doing. So that's why we had to have first the introduction from Bava Kamma about this whole discussion about Modib Mixus and Kofar HaKol. Until we got it straight, these lines would never make sense. So you know what the Gemara is doing? The Gemara is doing an unbelievable thing here. What it's saying is the same idea, the same concept of Erev Parshis, which meant to take the ki huzeh from pasuk ches and to what? To move it to what? Chavdalit. The same discussion could apply to the Elohims. That the Elohims, which mean that you need real smicha by gzela, which is the case of a shomer, which was a scenario of a gzela, which is in the pasuk ches test. Also, the same discussion whether if you hold Erev Parshas, maybe we should what? Move it over to what? To Chavdalit. So the Gemara. So obviously what? By the fact that the Mishnah says that what? That Elohim is only smuchim is only required by what?
by Xelas to Chavolas. So that implies that what? That you don't say Erev Parshas. Right? Because if you say Erev Parshas, then we would what? We would take the Elohims and what? And move it over. Just like we moved over the Kihuzeth. So obviously, by the fact that the Mishnah says, the way we're interpreting the Mishnah, that the din of what? Of Musmicha is only for Gzeilus v'chavolos, within the monetary realm, is only for Gzeilus v'chavolos, and not for Hodos v'alvos, that implies that what? That we don't say Erev Parshas. So the Gemara says like this. Micah Sover. What does the Mishnah hold? Ika Sover Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan. If you're going to hold Erev Parshas, Liboy Nami Mumchim. So then, you should require Mumchim by Hodos Valvos also. Right? One second. Right? Because, and the Mishnah says you don't need it by Hodos Valvos, only because Erev Kamos. The Ika Sover ain't Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan. But if you hold Erev Parshas, so it must be that what? That we hold that what? Ein Erev Parshas. So Ein Erev Parshas means that you don't move. You don't move anything. You don't move anything. Keep everything by Pikadon, which is also a case of Gzela. So then, Shlosha Lamali. So then the question is, but if you don't hold Erev Parshas, which is probably true, that by the fact that Zeus Chavolos required Mukim and not Hodos Chavolos, that implies that what? That you don't need Mukim by Hodos Chavolos. That's because we don't move over the Elohims to what? We don't move the Elohims over to Hodos Chavolos. To Pasuk Chavdal. We leave them by Zeus Chavolos. Right? Correct? So then, the question is, so then how do you know you need three Dayanim by Hodos Valvos? The only way you need three Dayanim is because it says Elohim three times. So the Elohim three times is by where? Is by Pasuk Ches Tes Yud, by the case of Zeila v'Chavolah and Shomer. The case of the Shomer was watching it and it got stolen and he was denying that whole story over there. So if you say, so the three Elohims are over there. So if you want to tell me that you don't say Erev Parshas, and that's why you don't need Smicha by Hodos Alvos, so then how do you know you need three? Because the whole source of three is only for the three Elohims. But if you're not going to move over the three to Hodos Alvos, then who says you should even need three? So it was for the same reason you don't need Smicha by Hodos Alvos, you shouldn't need what? The three judges also, because the source of three is the three Elohims. The three Elohims is by Shomer, which is the case of Gzela. So we're going to say that you don't move it over, so you shouldn't move it over, so you shouldn't, then how are you going to know you need three Dayanim by Hodos Valvos?
Mikasover, Ikasover Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan Liboy Nami Mumchim. Ikasover Ein Erev Parshas Ksiv Kan Shlosha Lamali.
Was either way it makes no sense. In other words, we're saying the halacha is like this. Gzeilus v'chavolos need three smuchim. Hodos v'alvos need three, but not smuchim. How do you come to that conclusion? It's ridiculous. Wait, what's the conclusion? That Gzeilus v'chavolos need three smuchim, and Hodos Valvos need three, but not smuchim. So it makes no sense. Because if you're going to say Erev Parshas, that's going to schlep everything over, so then you should need smuchim even by Hodos Valvos, which we don't need. So Elamon, you're going to tell me you don't say Erev Parshas. If you don't say Erev Parshas, then how do you know you need three for Hodos Valvos? Marshak, if you're transferring it over, then you should you transfer three Elohims, then you should need smuchim even for what? Hodos, and if you don't transfer it, so then how do you know you need even? So you don't need the smuchim, but then how do you know you need three?
One second. So the Gemara says, La'olam kasover Erev Parshas Sivka. No, La'olam, it is Erev Parshas. Uvedin hu diliboy nami mumch. And in other words, really we say Erev Parshas. Really we say Erev Parshas. So if we say Erev Parshas, so that means what do? We transfer what? Over the three Elohims. So if we transfer the three Elohims, that teaches me you need three by Hodos Valvos. Also then, why don't you need Smicha for Hodos Valvos? Uvedin hu liboy nami mumchim. V'haydu lo b'inu mumchim mishum de Rab Chanina. The Omer Rab Chanina, the Var Torah Echad Dinei Momonos ve'Echad Dinei Nefoshes v'Drisha v'Chakira. Shemar Mishpat Echad Yeloch. U'matam Omer Dinei Momonos lo b'inu Drisha v'Chakira lo jen dildelos v'nei lovin. Period. I'm going to redo that whole Gemara again. That Gemara, that line in the Gemara requires a whole packet and a whole 20 pages and a whole. So you don't know anything here. But let me tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing, I will say. One thing you want to know? I'll tell you one thing. Saying like this. Really, we hold from what? Really, we hold from Erev Parshas. So what does that mean? So that means we transfer over to Hodos Valvos, so therefore you need three judges for Hodos Valvos, and also what? Three smukin also. Ah, so many guaranteed. But you know what? The Chachamim lifted the requirement. The Chachamim lifted the requirement that said that even though midaraisa, you need three what? Smukin for what? For Hodos Valvos also, not only the Zeus for Chavolos, but what? Chachamim were afraid. What were they afraid? What's going to be the psychology? A person's going to lend money and going to say, you know what? I'm going to lend money, and there's a possibility that I'm going to have some machloikas with this guy, right? So, and how are we going to solve the dispute? We can't just go to any three rabbis. We have to go to three smuchin, and that's not so easy always to find. So it's going to be such a headache. It's going to be such a headache. So you know what? I'm not going to lend money anymore. I'm not going to want to lend money anymore. So the Chachamim realized that if by Hodos Lahalvos we're going to require that there should be three smuchim, people are going to say, I'm not going to lend money because it's going to be a pain in the neck to have to try to find these smuchim, and the smuchim are usually only in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to have to book a ticket. Who knows? You know, it's going to be a whole drake up. So you know what? Mali with Sorazu. Why do I need to? I won't lend the money. Ramela, what will happen? There will be Nilas Delis Bifnei Lavin. The door will be locked in front of the borrowers, because the borrowers won't have an opportunity. So therefore, came the Chachamim and say, you know what? Even though Megikar did Hodos Valvos really should have had three smuchim, you don't need it. Get three, any three rabbis, it'll be good, they'll solve your dispute, and this way it won't be a deterrent for an individual to lend money to anyone else. And that's the story. Now, this whole thing about Drisha v'Chakira, we're going to get to it. Not today, because that's a totally different sugya. And we're going to do the famous tshuva of the Noda Yehuda. Right? Anyone who doesn't know the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, I don't know. So we're going to do the famous tshuva of the Noda Yehuda in due time. Okay? The famous tshuva? We'll do it. Okay, yeah, Yechiel.
Doesn't the man remind isn't that from Rashi?
Excellent. You should know.
Because,
I was mamish leading up to that.
It's an issue. If you operate the whole thing, then what are you going to do with the...
Excellent. I was going to... The next line I was going to say, I want you to ask me a bomb kasha. And he beat me to it. Let me interpret. I'm going to interpret your question. I don't think everyone got your question, so I'm going to tell everyone what your question was, okay?
Ready his question? Listen carefully.
We just got through saying there was a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam what Erev Parshas means, right? Because Erev Parshas means, so we were talking about in the context of Ki Huzeh, right? Do you uproot it or do you duplicate it, right? That was the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam.
Now, as Sugya, we're also talking about Erev Parshas by the two same Parshas, but in the context of the transferring of the what? Of the Elohim. Now, in our Gemara, when the Gemara says maybe you should need three by what? By what? By Hodos Halvos, three Spuchim, the Gemara never entertained the possibility that you wouldn't need three by Zeus or Havolos. The only question is, do you also need three Smuchim by Hodos Halvos? But you certainly need three Smuchim by what? By Zeus or Havolos, right? And the only thing is, if you hold Erev Parshas, you also need three Smuchim by Hodos Halvos. So isn't this a raya to Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of Erev Parshas? Because according to Rashi, Erev Parshas is Yom Ruv. So just like Yom Ruv accuses us, so it doesn't apply anymore to the Torah, it only applies to the whole law. But in Agumara, the concept of Erev Parshas is clearly not to uproot, it's to duplicate. Because for sure you need the three smuchim by Gezeilus and Habalos. The Agumara only thought that maybe you also need three smuchim by what? By what? By Haldos and Habalos, because of Erev Parshas. But even when the Gemara entertained the possibility that you need three smuchim by Erev Parshas, by Hodos Valvos, it didn't mean to exclude Zeus Vachavolos. So don't you see that Erev Parshas doesn't mean to uproot, but it means to duplicate? Because that's what Erev Parshas means in this sugya?
That's what he said. But he said it in two words. I explained it to him. Right? Did I represent you in a proper vein? And you can't say it was a different yirsa here. So the grandson wins. What about Zaidi? Maybe you got the wrong son here. All right, Mordechai.
So Rashi can answer that you don't apply Erev Parshas where it doesn't make sense. Erev Parshas, it doesn't make sense in that context to apply Yuzet, so we're not going to apply it over here. But it's
Excellent. Yechiel, you asked an excellent question, and Mordechai gives you an excellent teretz. And you know what? Both your kasha and teretz are already in Tosis in Baba Kama of Zion. So you both could have been Rishonim. You're just born a little too late. So Mordechai says, and then we're going to see it inside. See, I could have told you, we could have just learned the Tosis, but the beauty is that you guys thought of it on your own. And the kasha and the teretz. That's the real way to learn, not just
without the information, thinking that you're wrong.
Mordechai said like this, that Erev Parshas, in other words, how come when it comes to the Ki Huzeh Erev Parshas, so Rashi says it's uprooted, but when it comes to the Elohim's, it's duplicated. Bukhara, it's either uprooted or it's duplicated. Which one is it? So Mordechai Slovin Shlita says that the pshat is that, you see, by Ki Huzeh, there's a logical svara why it should be uprooted. So then we say, because what's the logical svara? The logical svara is that by Hodos Vahalvos, if you say Kofar HaKol, you believe because you wouldn't be Meir's point. And by Bikodon, you wouldn't be believed. So in one case, there's a logical story of why you should say in one case Kofar HaKol is Chayiv, in one case Kofar HaKol is Plata, like we just explained, right? There's a logical story for that. Correct? But by Smuchin, it doesn't make any sense that you should have Smuchin only by Hodos Valbolos and not by Zeus Lachabolos. Why should it? Well, if anything, Zeus Lachabolos is a more... You know, even in secular law, I mean, a case of Chavala or Zela would be more, maybe more strict, you know, more higher level court requirement than like a small claims court for some little, you know. So it's not mistaber. It doesn't make sense that it should only be by Haldos Valvos and not by Zelos Chavalos. So therefore, so So therefore, even Rashi's motive that Erev Parshas, when it comes to the Elohim, it means duplication. When it comes to the Kiyuzeh, it means uproot.
Let's take a look. This is all appears on page 8 in the Tosafot. What? Okay, yeah, but I mean, once the door's open,
there's no reason.
Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying, but
there's no swear on his own right to bring it over, but you're saying because it was Q-Z's, that's the whole swear that
I would. Yeah, well, let's just see it inside first of the coast. Take a look on the first, let's see where it is. I should have put an arrow there. Okay. I should have put an arrow there. It's between the first arrow and the second arrow. The last word on the line is Sanhedrin. On page 8 in the packet. Between the arrow 1 and arrow 2 and the Tosfos, the last word on the line is Sanhedrin. The word Sanhedrin. Okay, you got it? Everybody? Yep. The Kosha, the Beresh Sanhedrin, Mashma da Pimul Madomere, Parshish Sivkan, Law Karina Leila Gamma, Vipikodol, Inin Shlosho, Mukin. Which Rashi got through just saying that Kihuzeh means you totally uprooted. But don't you see from the Gemara Sanhedrin, when we're also speaking about Erev Parshas in the context of Elohim, that we don't uproot it. Lord Green Alegam, maybe Pikado. We say it also applies to Halva, and it also applies to Pikado. So that was Yechiel. Yechiel? That was your Kasha. So, and Rav Mordechai, Miu, Yesh Lichos, the Indian mode of mixes, the Ika Taima, a Queen Lady Pagod no Gamre, a Belini Shlosha Mukin, the Lake of Taima, Kaya Chavayim. There was, has to be a logic, there has to be a reason why you should uproot it, why should mode of mixes, Chayim, and Kofra Kol Potter only apply to Halva and not to Pagod. So there's a logical smara, because in one case, by Kofra Kol, we believe you, because you ain't on the maze, and in another case, we don't believe you. So there's a logic to that. So therefore, you're Akrina, Lagami. But by what? But by Elohim, there's no logic that it should only apply to Hodos, Hodos, and not to Zelos Chavos. If anything, if it could only apply to one, it's going to be Zelos Chavos, because that's a more Chomer different thing. And to say that it only applies to Hodos, so it might only apply to Zelos Chavos, but to say that it only applies to Hodos, Hodos, that's ludicrous. There's no logic to that. So therefore, you can't say a Akrina. Mordechai? That's what Tosis, Mamish, you and Tosis? Yechiel, you and Tosis? Okay. You got Bali Tosis here. Milner. But the first name is?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Okay, I'm getting it. Because Rabbi Natan thought that the svar wasn't a good svar necessarily, that Adam ain't other mayors would apply to Pikadin also. And therefore you should be believed by Pikadin also. Because even though you did him a favor, still you're not going to have the audacity to totally. Okay, what did I say? Yeah. You feel?
So basically, you could say, in the end of the day, Rashi and Tosfos basically have to agree, and as far as Rashi goes, there's two sugyas there. There's the sugya of Akira's Parshas and the sugya of Erev Parshas.
Right. They're both called Erev Parshas, but in theory, that was Akira, and this is Erev. Well, one was cutting it, totally uprooting, and one was duplication. According to Rabbi Natan, both Gemaras are duplication. Good. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, I have one. Yeah.
Erev Parshas is a Gzeirah Shalom?
Erev Parshas is not a Gzeirah Shalom.
Something like a Gzeirah Shalom? And be able to think things over. It's not Svara. It's not giving a Svara.
It's a Svara.
What's a Svara?
So the svar is that it makes no sense to be over there, so it has to be over here. Like someone said to me, it's like an anal Indian lizard.
By Elohim, it's not true. Both Tosfos and Rashi agree.
Right, so by Elohim, it means that it's sort of like a mamatzinu. Binyanav. Right? Just like it applies here, it applies here. Unless you have a svar to tell me otherwise. I have a right to extrapolate from one area in the Torah to another area in the Torah unless you have a reason to say otherwise. Ellie? Yeah, but within the tzad that we do hold Erev Parshas. No, but in the tzad we hold Erev Parshas, Ellie. So then it means that the Gemara is saying that you should have smuchin even by Gzeilas
V'Chavos.
Yeah, okay. But that's the Pashup Shah. That's the Pashup Shah. Okay, now, Rabosai, we have one last thing to talk about Erev Parshas, and then I don't think you'll hear these words from me.
Except for Chazara. Okay, we're going to move on. The next big sugya is rabbinic coercion. Yad Atit. That is the next... the next big sugya,
rabbinic coercion to fulfill mitzvahs.
How do we deal with people who don't want to sit in the sukkah? Do we have avosol ava, or do we have whips? What do we do? That's
the bottom post, that's the famous sugya. I don't know, I can send you to the sources. Okay. So I want to do now just the revah from yesterday. Okay, we said that in the last 10 minutes of Shir, and looking at the faces, I think we didn't all cop. It was probably due to my hasty explanation. And now we have a little bit more time, so we're going to do this, and we'll finish this today, and then we're going to... Tomorrow morning you should learn the bottom posts, and there'll be a packet on it, okay? The bottom post of the Liboy Nami Mumkin. Okay? Okay. So, the third sheet of the Rivoir is like this. Till now, we had a sheet as Rashi is that the mode of mixes is Kai, Kofar Kol is Potter, that's only by Halvar, but because don't even Kofar Kol is Potter. Even by Kofar Kol, I'm sorry, is Chayav, a Shvur. And Shita's Rabbeinu Tam is that both the Mitzvahs is Chayav, Kofar Kol, Shvada, and both by Middleton and by Pekor. Say it? Now, the Rivah has a totally different shot. He says that the Chilak is not between Milda and Pekor. The Chilak is between Tainus Milva and Tainus Pekor. What does that mean? The two types of kindness that you could give, you could forward in a monetary argument. The two types of claims that you could forward to try to exempt yourself from a monetary payment. Okay. One type only exists by halva, and one type even exists by what? By pikkudim. One of the two types. What are the two types of? What are the two? So one type is to say that this thing never happened. This thing never happened. You lent me money. You want $100 back? Never happened. Never happened. What is that? What did we say that's called yesterday? Lehadam. If he brings Would you take advantage of being here on Tuesdays, Rabosa? No? Where? What? What? This? A question. Okay. Hopefully, maybe for next Tuesday, we should take advantage that we have a board to teach you some Yiddish words or something.
If you said that, yes, I did get the loan, but I paid it back, because I tamped him out to saying, like, it never ever happened. That would be in that category. Was that a possibility?
Okay.
Would that be tamped out the same thing? In other words, if someone said you owe me money and you said, yes, you did lend me money, but I did pay you back, that's another possibility. So, That would be almost as if you said, there's no obligation anymore whatsoever.
Okay, we'll see. One second. So one situation, the two ways you could try to get yourself out of a monetary payment. One is to say that this never happened. Either never happened in totality, or it never happened partially. You never lent me $100 at all, or you never lent me $400, you only lent me $40. That's one type of claim. That's one category of claim. That's called a tainus milta. Because that claim you could say even by a milta. You could say it by a bikkurim too. But then there's another claim to exempt you. And that is called a tainus onus. If you say that, I agree that you did lend me give me the object, but I don't have to pay you because an unforeseen circumstance happened and therefore I'm exempt from payment. Onus. So again, two things you can taina is either you can taina lehadam, lo hayu dvarim me'olam, lehadam, lo hayu dvarim me'olam. That's one thing, one possibility. And the other possibility is you can say onus. That, no, it did happen, but there was an earthquake and therefore your car got no longer here anymore. An onus happened. Now, the taina of lehadam could be in all cases, both in a milta and a pikkurim, but it even can be by a milta. But onus, a taina of onus, you can't say by a milta. That's only by pikkurim. Because if you borrow money from somebody, I don't care if... Okay. Now we're going to be here for one more hour. No. Bay's times. You can have two types of times. One is lehadam. Right? Lo, ayu, varim, mayola. Okay? In other words, two tainas with Torah, to pati yourself. Lehadam. Lo, ayu, varim, mayola. That's one. Now, within lo hayu dvarim me'olam, you can be kofer hakol, or you can be what? Modeh b'miktas. The other type is what? Is onus. Onus means that it was unforeseen situation. Now, by onus also, you can have what? Kofer hakol. And what? And mode of mixes. Right? Because you could say, you said, I gave you two cars to watch. And I say, and where are they? None of them are here anymore. So one of them, there was an earthquake, and but
one of them I agree that I was negligent. So you can have, or you can have a situation of onus where it was only one car, and you say that one car, there was an earthquake or whatever, got stolen, whatever, there was an onus. So these two categories are two ways of exempting you, either through lahadam or through onus. Okay? Either through lahadam or through onus. Okay? Now, lahadam is a kind of that you could say by a milda too. So it's called a kindness milda. Because you can make it even by a milda situation. You could say it didn't happen. But by onus is the kindness pikadim. Because you can only say onus to exempt yourself by pikadim. If you borrow money from somebody, and then an onus happened, right? You borrowed money from somebody, and an onus happened. In place, I borrowed money, and then I was going home, and I was putting the money in my wallet, and a big wind came and blew it away. Some unforeseen whirlwind came and blew it away. So I can't go now to the mouth and say, well, I don't have to pay you back because an onus happened. An onus is not a ptur by halva. Onus is only a ptur by pikadim. Okay? So that's why onus is called a kindness pikadim. Whereas halahadam also applies to milta, so it's a kindness milta because you could say it even by a milta situation. Okay? So the Riva says the chiluk between by air parshas, the same like Rashi, the chiluk between modim mixas and kofra kol is, according to Rashi, is only by what? Only by milta, not by pikadim. So it says the Riva, it doesn't mean only by milta. It means only by kindness milta. Because by kindness milta, so then what's a kindness milta? Lahadam. Lahadam, you're not going to say unless what? Lahadam, as we said yesterday, lahadam is a much stronger kindness to exempt you than onus. Because onus, you can make up the story. No, he's not going to know. Lahadam, he knows what happened. And now he came, you said, you're denying it, right? So that shows you telling the truth. At least by Kofra Kol, because the guy knows the situation. He knows he lent you the money. You say it never happened. But, so he says, the chiluk between modim mitzvahs and Kofra Kol is only by kindness milta. But by kindness mikadon, what? What? The time is Pikadon? Kofra Kol is what? It's going to be Chayiv Gamken. You see, when is a kindness milder? So that's a strong time because the guy knows what the situation is. And yet I'm still timing, and that's a strong timer. But by kindness pikadum, what? Kindness pikadum is a very weak timer. Because you can make up whatever you want. So Mamela, by kindness pikadum, Kofra Kol, time is onus, Kofra Kol to be kind. So it doesn't matter whether it's a milva case or a pikadum case. It's what your time was. So theoretically, you could have a kindness milva in a situation of pikadum, right? And therefore the din would be that that Kofar HaKol is going to be Potter. Whereas according to Rashi, Kofar HaKol is going to be Chayiv in Pikodah. But according to Rivah, if you have a Tainus Milva, then it was according to Rashi, it's all totally a Milva versus Pikodah. According to Rivah, it's totally a Tainus Milva versus Tainus Pikodah. So Nafkamina would be, in a situation of Pikodah, where you Kofar HaKol, according to Rashi, the din is going to be Chayiv, and according to the Rivah, it's going to be Potter, because it was a Tainus Milva, and a Tainus Milva is a very strong Taina, and therefore it shows you credibility. Right, so that's what it means by when you put it over to Pikodah, it means put it to Milva. Right, accuse that putting by Milva means Tainus Milva, not a case of Milva necessarily. And therefore, once it's by Milva, Tainus Milva, even in a Pikodah situation. Okay. Does the explanation Shvach? No, no Shvach? How do you spell Shvach, Rabbi Moshe? How do you spell Shvach? How do you spell Shvach? Shvach is a Yiddish word. That means that, you know, that's no good. Right? The food was Shvach, you know. How do you spell it? Week, week. How do you spell it?
Shin, Vav, Vav, Aleph, Kaf.
Shvach. That's how you spell it. Shvach. Was in Yiddish, you have two vavs come together.
Three,
you have three, right? But the V sound. Yeah, Babus, yeah. Babus means something is famous. Babusta, Rabbi Kiveger. The famous Rabbi Kiveger, the Babusta question, the famous question that everyone's talking about. Babus. When two vavs come together, you make it a V. So really, you spell Shvach this way, really. And when two vavs come together, that's the Vus sound, it's like a V, and then Shvach. Babus. So the V is the V, and the other vav is to make it an U, Vu. See, the two vavs is the V, and then the other vav is Vu, Babus. Babus means it's famous, it's Babus. Okay? Yeah. So did I give a good explanation? Did you get it? I tried to explain it well. But you hear the difference. The difference is it's a chiluk between the Rivah saying that the chiluk is not between Milva and Bikar. So the chiluk is between Tainus Milva and Tainus Bikar. So if you hold that the king says going on Milva, it's going on a Tainus Milva. So a Tainus Milva, the Moshe makes us is Tain and Kofar HaKol is part. But a Tainus Milva can even be in a Sikonu situation. So if you have a Tainus Milva, you're going to be potted by Kofar HaKol, even though it's a Sikonu situation. As long as you have a Tainus Milva, a Tainus Milva means you said La'adam. Because that's a kind of the Shaykh the Milva. By a pikadon, if you kofar HaKol, since you said la'adam, so it's a tainus milva, you're going to be part of it. Right? Tainus kofar HaKol by a pikadon is an afkamina between the Rivah and Rashi. According to Rashi, kofar HaKol by pikadon is always chayiv. It's always chayiv because the bay is mace. In Yiddish, you don't have a tzeirin. So two yuds together is like the sound of a tzeirin. So far shtey. Farshtey means to understand, like farshtey. You farshtey what I said, you understand what I said? You farshtey? It's also, that's the same word, a different conjugation of the... A vort? What's a vort?
A word.
a word. Say a good vort. You know, a vort means work. A vort. Literally it means a word. So when you say a nice bar Torah, say a nice vort on the parsha, a nice word on the parsha. And when an engagement, a vort, is because they give their word. So it's also the same idea. But that's how you spell vort. The two vavs, vort. Good? Good. Huh? Okay, we can't tell everything in one sitting here. Yeah.
How do you say that by the title of the Kofar calling you Chayiv? I haven't
done that before. By Pikadon, Kofar call is Chayiv according to Rashi by Pikadon, because the Svara, why is Kofar called Nomi Potter? Because they know the maze fun of Bipnei Bal Kovo. But that only applies in a situation, Rashi says, where he did you the favor, you're not gonna smack him in the face.
Therefore, the oxen was holding the
cover. What?
Because we're offering that from Pikadon, therefore the oxen was holding the cover. According to Rashi,
if you're uprooting it from Pikadon, that means that the Kihuzet teaches us that there's a chiluk between both the mixes of Kofar and Kol. But if the Kihuzet's not going to be there, so then what? Then Kofar and Kol is also going to be Chayiv. But what's the logic? You see, the uprooting, we saw in Tosis, you can only uproot if, like Mordechai said, and Tosis and Baba Kama said, only if there's a Svara. But if it doesn't make sense, then you're not going to... Yeah.
Is there any other big time case of a chapter or call where the person who received it, whether it's Shomer or Kevin, whatever it is, still give it back, and the person who was going to the front had denies it and it's just word of mouth? Either way, I mean, it's not just Kevin or call, but it's Kevin or call such that he doesn't get to give it back, but there's no proof either way.
No proof.
Either way.
In all these situations, there's no proof either way.
The case in hand, I've never to play where the separate says it to be adapted.
No, neither of these cases, there's no proof either way. Okay, Rabosai, I think we're gonna. Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, again, I want to do the bottom tosis, Fiyah B'mitzvot, and we have a packet on that. And then the other coming attractions, there's a thing. Go ahead.